Well, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White, and we're so glad you could join us. Today, you will hear our daily declaration from one of Declare Victory's very own God chasers, empowering, encouraging, imparting, and inspiring you to live your best life now. So grab a notebook and pen, it's sure to bless you. Please don't forget to submit your prayer requests and praise reports on our app or website. We have scheduled calls 5 nights a week, Bible study, men's group, marriage matters, singles, divorce, and more. Check the app to find the call that's best for you. Don't forget to share the call information with a friend or loved one. It's sure to impact their life. We're not a church, just a bunch of radical believers that know that miracles happen when we pray. We hope you feel at home. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the call. You're now in the hands of your host for today.
Well, good morning, everyone. Again, this is Erin, our hostess for today. Welcome, everyone, to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers by chance that we missed? All right, well, welcome, family. Our events are as follows. Our anniversary gala is scheduled for February 27th, and you can find details. You will be able to find details in the Victory Room. Our spoken prayer request this morning, Deborah Vaughn is requesting prayer for a friend, Matt Cochran, praying that God will provide a perfect job for him and meet all of his needs in the meantime. Sister Tanya is requesting prayer for her team for their cycling training, which is going to start today, and they'll be traveling and on the streets. So we just want to continue to lift them up in prayer for traveling grace and mercy. Sister Gloria is asking for prayer for a New Bridges Elementary School in New York, praying for deliverance and healing as he is exhibiting behavior that might suggest he is possessed. Either way, we just want the mother and the principal to be able to figure out something for him to do. So we just ask that God cover him. Our online prayer request, we have Diamond Gale requesting prayer for favor and getting final electrical inspection done for her condo. We want to bind the confrontational manager in Jesus' name. May no weapon formed against her neighbors or her prosper in Jesus' name. The order of the call is as follows. Our scripture will be read by Tracy. Our declaration today will be by Dion, the Radical Midwife. Prayer number one, Sister Lisa. Prayer number two, Diane. Prayer number three, Eric, and closing us out today will be Nisi. Again, our scripture today will be by Sister Tracy. Our declaration by Dion, the Radical Midwife. Prayer number one, Sister Lisa. Prayer number one, Sister Diane. Prayer number three, Brother Eric, and closing us out, Miss Denise Nala Smith. If everyone could please mute your line by pressing star 6 or the standard mute feature on your phone, that would be much appreciated. I love you all, and I will hear you at the top of the next hour as I pass the call.
Good morning again, everyone. I will be reading from NIV, Acts 2, verse 1 and 2. Now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. May the Lord add his blessing upon the reading, and may we be hearers and doers of his word as I pass the call.
Every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter Well, good morning. Good morning. God morning. Great morning, Victors. Happy Saturday. I am so glad to be able to open my mouth this morning and tell you all, I am so glad you chose to declare war and victory this morning. I want to first start by saying to God be the glory for the things that he has done. He is great and greatly to be praised. I am so glad to be on this side of the battlefield this morning. My heart is happy. My mind is made up, and I am ready not only to declare war on the enemy, but to join with you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in declaring it for our families, for our finances, for our heart, for our mind, for our soul, for our increase, for our territory, for our regions, for our nations. And I am excited that you chose to join with me this morning. Before I get into my declaration this morning, I want to ask you all to join with me in prayer. For a special young man, while I lived in Georgia, God gave me another son. His name is John Quavius. Yes, I said it. John Quavius Jackson. And John Quavius is a 21-year-old boy born of an addicted mother, but he is a great, 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 great young man, and the Lord allowed him to live in my home, and he got saved while he was with me. And I got a phone call the night before last, and I knew that he would have challenges and struggles. Tanya doesn't know this at all yet. I haven't even shared it with her because I had to process it myself. And he was Demarie's best friend in high school and middle school. And while he lived with me, the Lord allowed me to plant seed in him, and he has gotten himself in major trouble to the degree where the neighborhood boys are trying to kill him. And he called me the other night. He said, Mama, I'm scared. He said, I messed up really, really bad, and I don't want to go outside. I can't sleep at night, and all I can think of is what you taught me, and you told me that this day would come. Can you please help me? And the first thing that we did was we prayed, and he repented of the things that he had partaken in, and he is, as we speak, on the highway in a rental car on his way to Vallejo. And so I'm going to ask that you would lift his name up. We call him Quay. He's a very, very, very special young man. And I know y'all would say, child, you going to let a grown man come to your house? I sure am. And I know that God's perfect will be done. The title of my declaration this morning is, I Declare War. I Declare War. For those of you that know my son's experience, a year and about 5 months ago, Demarie had an entire nervous breakdown in such a fashion that we ended up on the mental ward in Martinez, and Tanya was with me for a portion. Brother Larry Perkins was with me during another portion. Patsy Robinson was with me another, and my son had dealt with so much pressure that by the time it was over, the physicians told me that I would have to pretty much walk him through life for the rest of his life, and to God be the glory. The devil is a lie. And the Holy Spirit asked me a question. Do you trust me? Do you trust me, Dion? Do you trust me with your whole heart? Do you trust me with all that you are? Do you trust that I am a great deliverer? Do you trust that I am an all-seeing, all-knowing God? And all I could say is, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And I answered out loud. Nobody knew what I said yes to. But I said, yes, God, I trust you. Yes, God, I believe you. Yes, God, I know that you have a plan for my kid. Now, this is the same kid that as a two-year-old was a seer. A two-year-old would tell people to sit down while he get his text. As a two-year-old would sit and declare out of his mouth, what thus saith the Lord. And to experience him losing his mind temporarily, to watch him be riddled with affliction emotionally and mentally, and to see him today as a drummer in the United States Air Force who had never been a drummer before and play with excellence in a matter of 7 weeks. To see him today as he said, "Mama, you told me when I leave to take one thing with me, and that was the Lord." I said, "Son, don't fear, don't fret. Your plan is already set from the very foundations of the earth. When God declared and decreed that you were, he already knew that you would." And so he walked in the room yesterday and he said, "Mama, can I use your computer?" And for a second he listened to some secular music. He said, "You know, Mom, it's hard for me to listen to this and make it make sense." And he asked me, he said, "Mama, you know that song, 'There's Power in the Name of Jesus'? Who sings that?" And I said, "It's Tasha Cobb." And my baby came over here, YouTubed, and put his headphones on, and he sings. And so he began to sing. And as I listened to him sing, he told me, he said, before he started playing the song, he said, "Mama, it's my responsibility for my generation. And I thank you for all that you taught me. I thank you for all that you've demonstrated. Thank you, Mama, for getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning praying for me. Thank you, Mama, for coming in my room and anointing my feet. Thank you, Mama, for never changing your mind and not giving up on me and not listening to the diagnosis. Thank you for your prayer closet." He began to tell me all the things that he had experienced as a boy. He said, "Mama, you did a great job, and I know everything you could, you did." He said, "But now I know God for myself because I watched him deliver me. I watched him change my heart." And as he sat there and sang, the part that says, "There's an army rising up," my son began to sing, and he began to tell the Lord, "Thank you," in a way that I've not heard him, and his heart began to cry out, and he just began to declare, "God, I will. If you go with me, I will. God, I will do what you tell me to do. God, I will stand in the face of the enemy, in the face of adversity, and I will declare the works of the Lord no matter where I go." The Lord gave me this. As I laid in my bed, and in my hotel room, as God would have it, is right outside of the military gates. And I could hear the bugle playing, and I could hear the trumpet sounding, and I began to think about what it is that God is calling us to do. Can you hear the bugle sound? Can you hear the trumpet in your spirit? Can you hear the sound of triumph in your heart? And God gave me this, Ephesians 6 and 11. Thank you, Sister Gloria. Bless his name. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt up with truth, and having on a breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereto with the perseverance and supplications for all saints. Listen, honey, if I don't tell you nothing else this morning, I had the exposure to see the formation of the soldiers as they began to move on the platform, on the blacktop. Not one would move without the other. They were synchronized. They were organized. They were full of order. To experience the people and the respect and the reverence, and even to hear the chaplain pray and say in name of Jesus with regard regards to these United States. The evidence is the fact that without a question, in 8 weeks, I watched my son, and Moni can attest to it, and Gail can attest to it, go from a boy to a man because they did everything that they could to implement order, respect, and character and integrity, and the evidence is my kid. I watched my son transform from a I'm not really sure to not only am I sure, but to hear him declare out of his mouth, Mom, I have purpose. I am intentional. I am proud to be Demaria Jabril Jackson. I am everything that God says I am. And the God portion is seeds planted ago. The word says, train up a child in the way in which he should go, and when he grows old, he will not depart from it. I want to tell you mothers who are wrestling and struggling with raising your children, who have a son or a daughter, that you may not know if they got it figured out. You may not know if there is a plan. You may not know if there is hope for your child. Honey, listen, don't you give up. You have the mind, the audacity of faith and hope to declare against the enemy. This one you shan't get. Not only will you not get him, but he will be everything God called him to be. She will be everything God called them to be. And continue to stay in the face of God. Continue to gird your loins up. Continue to arm yourself with the word of God. Keep that mind protected. Listen, if they can transform a boy in 8 weeks, the only thing that you have to do is make a commitment. Not only make a commitment, but this is what I noticed about their presence. They are stoic. They are unemotional about what they see around them. They are trained intentionally to, in times of trouble, be focused on what the goal is. If we make up our mind that no matter what happens, it doesn't matter about your finances, it doesn't matter about what you might be experiencing in the natural, there's a much greater and a higher calling on your life. There are situations and circumstances that are created to see if you'll react, to see if you'll respond. What if we make a decision that no matter what it looks like, yet will I trust him? What if we make a decision that no matter what's going on with our husband, our children, our money, our work situation, that we have a greater purpose? What would happen if you knew without a shadow of a doubt that you are in an army and there's a formation? Another thing that absolutely blew me away is they don't travel in ones. They travel two by two. Not only do they travel two by two, but the tallest person stands on the outside so that the smaller person is relatively invisible, which means that they're protected. It looks like one shadow because they operate and move in perfect synchronicity. What happened if you would understand that not only are they with them to make sure that nothing happens while they're on their watch, but there's a level of accountability. If one mess up, the other one will say, slow down, move faster, step to the left, step to the right. What would happen if you had a shadow on the left or the right of you? What would happen if you had a level of accountability that would make you not only mature, but it would keep you from falling in times of adversity? What if that deep, dark place that you've been hiding in, spending a lot of time isolated and away from folks, you don't have nobody to correct your steps. You don't have nobody to tell you, slow down, back up, move to the left, go forward. You don't have nobody in your corner and at your side watching over and protecting you as you step. Because, see, it's a great thing to know that God is on your side. It's an awesome thing to know that God can and will keep you, but it's a greater revelation when you know you have somebody tangible that you can touch, that when you get in trouble, they'll catch you right when you're about to fall. When the enemy comes in like a flood, because he sure enough will have their weapon and be prepared to fire when you came. What would happen if you took yourself out of your comfort zone and began to walk in excellence? See, because they can't misstep. They can't misstep. They can't walk out of time. They choose not to for a desire for excellence. They've made a conscious decision that they don't want to be the reason that their team fails, that the other soldiers fall. They don't want to be the reason that the enemy can come in and sneak in. They stand so close together, baby, you'd have to take a piece of thread to get through their line. And by the time you think you're going to thread through that thing, it's about 40, 50. Lisa can attest to this. Folks, that's on your head, honey, making sure you don't get past the barriers, that you don't get too close. They're watching and they're quiet. They say very little. They listen often. Not only do they listen, but even in the midst of conversation, we were standing in the barracks and families were in the room and everybody was talking and laughing and having a good time. This is the part that I love. They only listen to their leader's voice, and there's a synchronicity that they have when it's hundreds of them outside on the blacktop. Every single one of them have a rhythm. Not only do they have a rhythm, but there are so many different leaders and trainers on the field, but that particular platoon, his is 321, they only listen to their commander's voice. No matter what's going on around them, as we're standing in the barracks, all of a sudden the platoon leader said, "Soldiers," they all said, "Yes." In the middle of conversation, it got silent. It got silent, y'all. And all of them began to stand at attention because they immediately heard their leader's voice. And as they heard their leader's voice, they were given instruction, and they had a specific response that they had to give, and not one of the soldiers' mouths were movementless. They all, in perfect synchronicity, responded. They responded, and they immediately began to move in the direction that they were given. What would happen if when your commander, over the sound of everything going on, says, "Soldier," would you hear him? Would you respond? Would you immediately move? Or would you finish doing what you was doing, minding your own business? Would you continue to take your steps to complete what you thought was most important? The exposure, the experience, and the evidence. Would you make sure that without a question, because you've been exposed to the truth, that when your leader calls upon you, not only will you hear him, not only will you answer, but you will do that which you were called to do? Honey, who is it that is your responsibility to teach nations? Who is it that is your responsibility to take children from one place to the next? See, I know what my call is. That boy picked up his phone and he called me, and I dare not say no. Well, Dion, you don't know what he's done. I don't care. My God is great. He knows exactly who I am. He knows exactly where I am, and he knows what he has for that boy to do. And I might be his only way. God forbid I get a call because I said no, and that boy is dead, and I had a chance to speak life back into him. What is it that you're not responding to right now? What is it that God told you to do that you're not doing right this minute? Right now, in this time, in this place, where I don't got enough money, the exposure. I don't got enough. I don't have nowhere to put him, the experience. I don't know, you know, what to do, the evidence. The evidence is that the Lord allowed him to live under my roof 5 years ago. And he knew who to call because he knew his life was in danger. He could have called anybody, y'all. But he called me because God already prepared me. I'm already in a place where I'm standing in, even with my imperfections, even with my lack, even with my lack of assistance or support. God knows exactly where you are. He is not confused about what you're capable of. He is not confused. But sometimes you got to get to that boot camp place, y'all. That place where you make a decision that no matter what it looks like, God, I'm going to read my word. No matter what I feel like, I know those days where your body is tired and your mind is tired and you just want to give up. You just want to get in the bed and lay there. Honey, listen, one thing my son said that was absolutely wonderful. He said, "Mama," he said, "when you go home, push my brother. Push him as hard as you can. Make him uncomfortable. Make him mad. In fact, it is worth it."
if you've been allowing the people around you in your circle to slack and fall off and lackluster, honey, go hard. Go hard. Plead the blood of Jesus. Gird up your loins, put on your helmet, get your breastplate, put your belt on, get your shoes on your feet, and go get your stuff back. You hear me? You declare to the enemy, this you will not win. These you will not have. This I will not do because I can't afford to. Y'all, it's a war going on. It's a war to steal our families, to take our minds, to bleed us dry and devoid of money. And the only way that you'll win is if you show up for the battle. Y'all, I'm out of time, but I'm fired up this morning. And I pray that I said something that encouraged your heart to go, to fight, and to win. You hear me? Richmond Steelers style. Go get your stuff back. As I pass the call.
My. Good morning, Daddy. God, we thank you. We thank you for who you are, our God, and what you're doing in our lives and how you're challenging us and pulling us and stretching us and, God, even pushing us to some extent. God, we are grateful, and we say yes, God, to the clarion call to stand up, God, and take our rightful place, God, to align ourselves together in one accord, God, with one cadence, God, to march forward, God, and do all the things you've called us to do, God, because this means war, God. The devil cannot have our families. He cannot have our children. He cannot have our relationships. He cannot have our finances. Those things do not belong to him, and we will not just lie down and let him take what does not belong to him. God, we thank you for the power and the authority to use your name. God, we thank you for the ability, God. We show up fully dressed with our war clothes on. And God, we thank you for the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal, God. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They're mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. God, we stand up with the word of God ready to swing our sword. God, we thank you. Chopping off the head of the enemy every single time it would rise its ugly head, we chop it off with the word of God that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and that we are the righteousness of God. And if we speak to a mountain, we can declare that it be removed and decree that it be removed in the name of Jesus. God, we know that whatever we ask according to your will in the name of Jesus, that you hear us. And not only do you hear us, God, but you grant us the petitions that we have asked of you. God, we thank you for Demarie's declaration that he believes God. Thank you, God, for what has been poured on the inside of him, that he might now be a light to people outside of this country, God, all over the world. We thank you, God, how you're exposing him to different people and how you're giving him, God, what he needs, God. You've already equipped him, God, and he recognizes that he's ready. God, it's nothing worse than showing up for a battle and not realizing that we've been thoroughly equipped, God. Remove the fear, remove the doubt, remove whatever it is that's hindering us from going forth and realizing and being all that you called and created and need us to be. God, we thank you. We thank you because you, God, are able. God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can hope, ask, or even think, God, and it's according to the power that's working on the inside of us, your spirit, God. Thank you for sending allies by our side to hold up our arms, God, when we're weak. We know your strength is made perfect, but you sent us, God, together, and you said that we're stronger together, and where there is unity, God, there is strength. Help us to remember we're not fighting by ourselves. God, we thank you. God, when it gets rough, help us to remember that you've lifted up a standard against that enemy already, God. Thank you. Thank you for the floods of life and the trials and tribulations that we face, God, because they're coming to build us up and make us stronger. For that, we are so grateful, God. I thank you for our prayer request, for our prayer list, God, that you would give Quay safe travels, God. For whatever he did, I thank you, God, that you said not guilty. He repented, so God, you said not guilty. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, God, and we all make stupid mistakes. And truth be told, some of us just weren't caught, God, because you didn't allow it through your grace and your mercy. But God, you allowed him to reach out, so get him safe, God. We thank you that you change the minds even of those that are against him. God, all of our enemies, that you would just touch their hearts, God. We pray for Matt Cochran, who needs a job and provision. But, God, you said the laborer is worthy of the hire. If we don't work, we don't eat. God, you said if we work for you, God, that's a job right there. And nobody can beat your pay, God. We thank you. Help us to be mindful that there's some certain things that sometimes you close doors to get our attention. God, we thank you that you are our provider. We pray for my sister and her cycling team, God, that you keep her strong. God, she's been feeling down a little bit in her body, God, but that you would come alongside, God, and just heal her body and give her wisdom on what to do, God. We thank you for safety on the road. We pray for Gail, and God, she's finally in that home, God, that you gave her, that condo, God. Now there's some electrical stuff that needs to pass. We thank you because we want it to be safe, God. No cutting corners, God. We want that electricity to be working well. And for that landlord or whoever he is, God, that seems to be causing contention, God, touch that person. We don't pray against them. We pray for them, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch their hearts, because you can do that, being confrontational and being a manager. Don't mix, God. We thank you. Set things in order as only you can, God. And for anybody else that had a prayer that was lifted up that didn't get a chance to mention it, God, we thank you that you're able to meet all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God, somebody has some financial difficulties. God, now that we would speak, God, to our finances and command them to line up the way, God, you have given them to us to do. God, you called us to be good stewards. Help us to do our part. Show us, God, where we're spending money and we don't need to. God, show us where we're being wasteful. God, show us where we're not being responsible, God. And we declare, because the earth belongs to you and the fullness thereof, that it all belongs to you. And, God, we'll have to give an account for every single thing you've placed in our hands and every single word that comes out of our mouths. Help us to be mindful of that fact, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for who you are and what you're doing in our lives. God, somebody needs to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that you touch Dee Dee's mother-in-law, God, her mother-in-law, God, Helen. We thank you, God, you're still working the situation out together for her good, God. And we thank you that the surgery didn't go forth because it didn't need to, God. So we thank you that you're allowing her to heal properly and to wait, God, for your perfect timing. And when you do, you're allowing the perfect people, God, the perfect circulators, the perfect scrubs, the perfect anesthesiologist, the perfect surgeon, God, we thank you. Your perfect will be done, and she is healed in the name of Jesus by any measure, God. Whether you speak a word or you use a doctor to do it, you are able, and we dare not tell you how to do your job, God. We thank you. God, I thank you for Dion and this message. I thank you for the fire that she has this morning, because it's encouraging us, God, to keep going and not quit. God, we are ready. All of this training we've been going through now, God, it's time to take the test. It's, God, we got to realize we're in a war. We are in a war, God, and we will wake up because we are giants. God, we will not be sleeping giants unaware by the tricks of the enemy. Lord, we love you. We bless you. We thank you, God. We give you glory and honor as I pass the call in Jesus' name.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Oh, God, I thank you for Erica for greeting and hosting. I thank you for Tracy for that scripture net, and Dion for a much, much needed decoration. Father God, I just bless your name today. I give you praise. For you said you inherit the praises of your people. God, we praise you today. We bless your name. For you are sovereign. You are God and God alone. God, and nothing happened without your permission. Father God, I just continue to lift up Miss Helen Felder, oh God. Whatever surgery she needs to go through and that have been through, God, you know what's going on. Father God, and I just pray that you give the doctors wisdom and understanding, oh God, guide them into the knowledge that they need, Father God, to correct a problem. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just give your name the praise. I thank you for little Holly, Lord God. And we're believing you, God, for a clear report from the pathology, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, that there be no cancer in her body. And God, I thank you for Dion, the visionary whom you've given this vision to and brought it to pass. God, I thank you for her obedience. I thank you for her answering the call, oh God. Father God, I just pray over her and her children, her mother Jackie. For God, I thank you for her children's life, oh God. For they have come under attack, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said the battle is not ours, but yours, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up John Quavis and Demari, oh God. I just pray your hand in their lives, oh God. I pray today, Father God, for our children, for your influence of the Holy Spirit in their lives, oh God. Father, we take up the shield of faith today. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you surround our children with your angel of protection, shielding them from the enemy's scheme. Oh God, I bless your name. Father God, for any scheme that he have in their hearts, in their minds, but God, we're trusting you. I believe that you have put your divine call on their life. I pray for the calling that you have placed on them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray today against the lies that the devil has placed in their minds, oh God. God, just protect them, Father God, for they are your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray now for the helmet of salvation that you have placed over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring your eternal salvation in their lives, oh God. Cover them. Continue to protect them, oh God. All of our children that's connected on this line. For the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy their minds, their thoughts, their hearts, their life, their future. But, oh God, you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you said greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God, we bless your name today. We thank you for the power that's placed in us, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give your name the praise this morning. I thank you in advance, oh God, for your protection, for your surrounding of them, oh God, for placing your angels to take watch over them, charge over their lives. For God, you said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the powers and principalities of those in the spirit realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today. We bless your name, oh God. Father God, I thank you for your protection in our homes, oh God, in our lives, over our marriages. Father God, I just give your name the praise and thank you, dear Lord. God, I just bless your name today. I pray for your protection over our children, over our children, God. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. I pray for your protection over them. Father God, for the world is such a fierce place for our children, our young people, to grow up in it today. God, we ask that you heal our lands, oh God. God, you said, if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves, pray and seek your face, oh God, and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal our land, oh God. Let your people be men and women of prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, for the sake of your people, oh God, for your name's sake, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up our marriages, our neighbors, and our communities to you, oh God. Father God, we ask for your blessing over our marriages. We ask for your protection over our marriages. God, protection in the community, over our neighbors. You said to love our neighbors as ourselves, Father God, as you have loved the church to love one another. God, I just bless your name today. God, I bless your name today. I thank you, dear Lord. I thank you, dear Lord, for that which you placed in me, that which you placed in me, the heart for your people, the love for your people. God, I bless your name. I just thank you today, God. I thank you for all that you're doing in the life of this call. I thank you for the families connected on this call. God, I thank you for your hand in our lives. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for your hand on the lives of your people, for God. You have sanctified us, Father God, for the glory of you. And, God, I just pray your protection over each and every marriage on this call today. Father God, giving your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. For this is my prayer to you in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be quick, my soul, to answer. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Oh, Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, our Commander-in-Chief, Lord, we stand on the blacktop today, Lord. Give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord. Side by side we stand, Lord, awaiting your command, Lord. Listening to your voice right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift your name high above the earth, Lord. We cry out with a united voice, Lord, that you are our God and there is none like you, Lord. Who can stand before you? And if you before us, who can be against us, Lord? Lord, on this day, Lord, this holy day, this Sabbath day, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you begin to unite us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, Lord, and instilling us with this purpose, Lord. We thank God for that declaration, Lord, today, Lord, calling us once again, Lord, to form up and to fall in, Lord, and to begin to hear the orders, Lord, the assignments, Lord, that you have given each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, we stand in the might before a holy and almighty God, collectively as well as individually, Lord. Lord, we stand here, Lord, awaiting, Lord, for you to lead us into battle. Lord, I want to lift up the names, Lord, of the most honored of all, Lord. For your word says, Lord, greater love hath no man that he lay down his life for his friends. And Lord, to the men and the women, the daughters and sons, the brothers and sisters, Lord, the wives and husbands, nieces and nephews, uncles and aunts, Lord, that have decided, Lord, to make that oath, to make that sacrifice if necessary, Lord. We call out the roll call, and we ask, Lord, that the blood be applied to each and every name. Isaiah Ramirez, Tamira Hope, Lardell Mario Oliver, and Devin Cook Oliver. Lord, we pray on Jana Striplin and Angela Renee Ramos, Zachariah Stewart, Tristan Hutchinson, Javeas Jeffrey, Joshua Cheney, Jalen Jones, Jamiria Jackson, Joshua Jones, and Imani Jackson. Lord, we pray, Lord, that wherever they are assigned, Lord, in whatever service they are in, Lord, whether they be on planes or ships, Lord, whether they be in foxholes, Lord, or guarding the perimeter, whether they be in supply areas, Lord, or offices or in hospitals, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you keep them safe, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that their training, Lord, takes hold, Lord, that they are fearless, Lord, and that they are committed, Lord, and that they are one accord, Lord, to the vision that you have planted on them, Lord, that wherever they are, Lord, they are a light, Lord, to their fellow servicemen, Lord, whether they be Marines, airmen, soldiers, or sailors, Lord, let them be instruments of justice and righteousness, Lord. Lord, let them be ambassadors of peace, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that even when their enlistment is over, Lord, that they go through each and every day safe, Lord. Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you bring them back to their families' home and homes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we pray for our cities, Lord, that have been invaded by the enemy, Lord, and where death and it seems like nihilism and hopelessness, Lord, and despair and addiction abound, Lord. We lift up our immediate cities, Lord, Oakland and Richmond and Vallejo, Lord. Lord, we lift up Los Angeles, Lord. We lift up each and every urban area in California. Lord, we lift up Flint, Michigan right now, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you begin to work out that situation, Lord, in that lead poisoned water, Lord, Lord, that you would begin to change the minds of the administrators, of the governor, Lord, of the federal, Lord, so that our babies, Lord, will be protected, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, we come against that Legionnaire's disease in the name of Jesus, Lord. We declare, Lord, be done away with, Lord, because this is your land. Your word says that you are God, Lord, and this is your earth, and all they and they that dwelleth therein. There is nothing that goes without your will, Lord. We acknowledge, Lord, right now that you are on the throne and that you are never moved by the deeds of men. But you are the mover, Lord. You are the one, Lord, that declares and decrees and that it is done, Lord. Lord, we acknowledge right now, Lord, that it is you, Lord, that stepped out into nothing, Lord, and spoke it into existence, Lord. We live here to serve and to do your will, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that the hearts of every victor on this line in the sound of my voice, Lord, begin to surrender their hearts, Lord, to surrender their will, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that they're placed in your perfect will, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I lift up each and every legislator, Lord, whether it be from the local, Lord, to the federal, Lord, that they have to move in line with your will, Lord, that the laws that they pass, Lord, that the proclamations, Lord, that they speak, Lord, fall into line, Lord, with your perfect will, Lord, that they go according to how you do, Lord. Lord, we lift up every nation right now, Lord. We lift up every continent right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. This is our mission, Lord, to take back the land, Lord. And so, Lord, wherever our missionaries are, wherever our soldiers, Lord, be it Africa, be it the Middle East, Lord, be it Europe, Lord, be it South America or North America, be it even in the far-off lands of China and Asia and Indonesia, Lord, give them the strength, Lord, to endure. Lord, give them the will to fight, Lord, and to keep on fighting, Lord. Give them the words to say, Lord, to pull down the strongholds, Lord, of those who don't believe into you, Lord. Lord, to go where men may fear to tread, Lord, and to go and to stand. If all that is required of them, to stand, Lord, knowing that you will give them the victory, Lord. Lord, if even if we should lose our life, Lord, let us throw it down, Lord, because your word says, Lord, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Help us to understand, Lord, that because we are a soldier, it's a win-win situation, that if we live and if we die, we will still serve you. We will still praise you, Lord. We stand upon the wall today, Lord, as watchmen, Lord. We go forth, Lord, into enemy territories, Lord, establishing our territories, Lord, establishing our force, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that Fort PFBC, Lord, and Missionary Baptist, Lord, and Wings of Love and every other church, Lord, that is represented right here, Lord, be protected, Lord, from the evil ones. Lord, that they be encircled, Lord, with legions of angels, Lord, that the sentinels and the prayer warriors that you have sent, Lord, right there to pray, Lord, that they not get weary, Lord, that they not fall asleep, Lord, that their minds be clear, Lord, and that we stand, Lord, and that not only do we stand, we expand and we increase, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, help us to endure, Lord, to run this race, Lord. Lord, help us to understand, Lord, that there are fallen bodies on the battlefield, that there are men, Lord, that have been slain, Lord, that have been cut down, Lord. Give us the desire, Lord, and the courage, Lord, to go back onto the battlefield, to pick up our fallen brethren, to pick up our fallen our family members, Lord. There's somebody out there right now that's crying, Lord, that needs prayer, Lord. And, Lord, I lift up Quay right now as the miles melt before his wheels of his automobile, Lord, and as he makes his way to Vallejo, Lord, be praying his mind right now, Lord, to receive the assignment that you have for him before the foundation of the world. Lord, begin to prepare his heart, Lord, which may be the greatest battle, Lord, but we declare victory right now. We declare victory over our lives. We declare victory over our families, Lord. We declare victory over our neighborhoods. Every street, Lord, we walk upon, Lord, we declare it is ours, Lord. We plead the blood, Lord. We declare victory over our churches, our jobs, Lord, our co-workers, Lord. We declare victory over our friends and as well over our enemies, Lord. And, Lord, as we run this race, Lord, as we endure this battlefield, Lord, we look towards the day, Lord, where we can take off this armor, Lord. these instruments of warfare, Lord. Lord, we look towards the day, Lord, where we will take our swords, Lord, and we will beat them into plowshares, Lord. And we will lay them down by the river to study war no more. On that great day, Lord, we stand and we will stand upon the sea of glass because your word says, and we will sing a song that even the angels cannot see. But until that day, Lord, give us the strength to fight and to stand. Lord, our weapons, Lord, give us that praise and worship, Lord. And let us stand one to another. And in all things, in our trials, in our tribulations, in our triumphs, Lord, in the hills, in the valleys, Lord, even in the wilderness, Lord, we will praise you. We will give you glory. We will give you honor. And so we hear those words, well done, our faithful servant. We praise you and we worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. As I pass the call.
Denise, if you're praying, we can't hear you. And so, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We give you all the glory and all the praise, God. We thank you when we take our positions on the blacktop this morning, God, and we will declare the works of the Lord. God, we stand armed and dangerous, armed and ready, prepared to do battle on your behalf, God. We come with our hearts and our minds fixed, focused, and stayed on the reality that we have been given orders. God, and as you dispatch us, in the name of Jesus, God, we will be fearless, God, and faithful through all things, in all things, God. And we shall stand in the face of the enemy and declare that we plead the blood of Jesus. God, we give you access to our hearts, God. We thank you in advance for all of our weaponry, God. We thank you for our armor this morning, and we stand knowing that we're prepared to win. God, and no matter what winning looks like, God, we stand in the hope of salvation. God, we thank you that we'll run our race, God. We thank you that we'll finish our course, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are joint heirs with you, God, that we are ambassadors, God, that we are the righteousness of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have already given us the victory. We thank you that because you hung, bled, and died, God, but most importantly, that you got up with all power in your hands, that we have the power to defeat the enemy on today. God, I thank you for all of us who have decided to declare war on the enemy. God, we thank you in advance for you giving us our stuff back. God, we thank you for us being able to tread in high places. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have the power and the authority to stomp on the neck of the enemy, God, to crush his attempts, God, to kill his momentum. God, we thank you that our children will raise up and call us blessed, God. We thank you this morning that no matter what it feels like, God, that we've already won. We bless your name this morning, God, that our marriages will not only stand but thrive and be examples, God. We thank you this morning that even as we're single, God, that our singleness will be a decision to dedicate our hearts and our minds to you, Lord God, that we will not falter, that we will not fumble, that we will not struggle, God. We thank you because we have the ability to put on the whole armor of God. God, I thank you for increase of territory. God, I thank you that we're getting our land back, God, that we'll dwell in houses that we didn't build, God, that we'll tread upon serpents, God, that we will take over camps, Lord God, and that it will be our plunder. God, we thank you for having our knapsacks full of the weapons necessary, God, to defeat every enemy on every side, Lord God. I thank you this morning for synchronicity. God, I thank you for unity
week. Lord God, I thank you for order and structure. God, I thank you for a commitment that can't be deterred or distracted. God, I come against every distraction in the mind of believers, kingdom builders all over the world. Lord God, that our discernment would be so sharp. God, it would be like having a navigation system. God, that when we make a wrong turn, God, that there be something on the inside that says, turn left here, that might say rerouting, make a U-turn. God, I thank you for the sensitivity, God, of our understanding this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that no matter what the enemy attempts to throw at us, God, that we will not be deceived. God, no matter what his camouflage might look like, God, that we would notice him, God, that we would see him, God, and that we'd immediately weed him out and destroy and annihilate his desires. God, I thank you this morning that we won't walk around in camouflage attempting to blend in with the world, God, but that the only camouflage we have on is the light that we might be identified as blood-bought, born-again believers this morning. God, I thank you that we won't settle for secondary, God, but I thank you that we are striving, God, and commanding our day every day, God. I speak life to every dead thing, God. I speak death to anything that exalts itself above you, your will and your purpose for our lives, God, for our children's lives, God, for our marriages, God. And this morning we celebrate like the victory is already won, God, simply because it is. And as we take our phones off mute, God, we make a sound of kingdom, blood-bought believers, God, that declares that not only do we declare war, God, but we won't accept defeat, God, not in any area of our life, God, that we shall win, God, that we shall live and not die according to what your word declares. God, I thank you this morning, God, that we won't mamsy pamsy life, God, but that we'll walk in excellence every day of our lives. Hallelujah. God, that we'll stand in the face of adversity, yet declaring the works of the Lord. God, I thank you this morning that no matter what the enemy throws our way, God, that we have a deflector, which is our shield of faith this morning, God. God, that every arrow, God, every snare that the enemy attempts, God, God, it will not only be deflected, God, but that it will be broken, God. Destroy every yoke, God. Break every feather in the name of Jesus. God, give us a mind to serve you, God, like never before, God. Give us a mind to enlist, God, in the army of the Lord. Hold us on the Lord's side. God, I declare and decree, I'm on your side. God, I will work by him who sent me, God. I will stand, God, no matter what I feel like, God. I won't give the enemy an idea, God, that I'm faithless, God. I declare and decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that we are the righteousness of God, that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper, God. I declare and decree by the power vested in me that we shall live and not die. God, that we will walk by faith, God, and not by sight, God. I declare and decree that no matter what we feel like, God, we will war, God, as well as watch, God. We will war as well as watch, God. We will war as well as watch, God, and declare the works of he who sent us, God. Hallelujah. Our children will not stumble, God. Break every fetter. Destroy every yoke, God. Our children will lead generations to greatness, God. Our children will set the captive free, God. Our grandchildren will walk in generational excellence, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Our grandchildren, God, shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. Our generational curses shall be broken. God, poverty shall be broken. Rebellion shall be broken, God. We declare and decree that we shall see the works of the enemy identified and annihilated, God. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God. We shall walk upright before you, God. God, we shall stand in the midst of all adversity, declaring and decreeing that you are our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, you're worthy this morning. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. We bless your name, God. You're worthy, God. Yeah, God, you're worthy, God. There's none like you, God. None like you, God. None like you, God. None like you, God. God, we thank you for the evidence, God. For your sovereignty, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that when the enemy comes in, like a blood, God, you lift us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping our children, God. Thank you for keeping our minds, God. Thank you for giving us hope, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you're worthy. Oh, God, you're worthy. We bless your name, God. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, mighty God. Who is the King of glory? Lord, mighty and glory. Yes, God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
We will not be
oh, bless your name. Oh, God, we bless your name this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we celebrate your grace. We celebrate your kingdom. God, we celebrate your victory this morning, God. We celebrate you. We celebrate you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, you're worthy. Oh, God, you're worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yeah, God, we thank you this morning for the blood. God, the blood that cleanses. God, the blood that separates. God, the blood that delivers, God. The blood that heals. God, we thank you this morning for your blood. We thank you this morning for your blood, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, God, you're worthy. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God, you're worthy. You're worthy. Oh, hallelujah, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Yes, you're worthy, God. Oh, God, we magnify you. Oh, God, we exalt you this morning. We lift you up, God. We call you great and mighty. We call you all-seeing and all-knowing, God. We call you redemption. God, we call you deliverance. We call you the great I am, oh God. Oh God, you are, God. You are, you are. Yes, you are, you are. Oh God, you are, you are, you are, God. Hallelujah, and I'm glad about it. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, always. Father, that you always make preparation for your people. God, I thank you this morning that we have marching orders. God, help us to go two by two. God, you said one can chase a thousand, but two tens of thousands. God, give us that who you decided, God, will walk alongside us as one, oh God. Oh God, give us the wisdom and the wherewithal, God, to teach our children to walk. Lord God, that you might get the glory. Oh God, God, we declare and decree that we won't be defeated. We declare and decree that God will work while it's day, God. We declare and decree that we won't give up, God. That we won't quit, God. That we'll keep moving and working and watching and praying. God, we declare and decree that no matter what it looks like, God, the word declares that we've already won. And we believe you, God. We believe you, bless. Blessed are those that have seen, but more blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. God, we believe you. We believe you, God. God, we believe you. We believe you, God, oh God. God, we believe you. God, we believe you. I don't care what the newscasters say. God, I don't care what the naysayers say. I don't care what the strangers say, God. I don't care what the demons might say. I don't care what the political party might do, God. I don't care about the governmental order, God. All I care about is your will, God, and your way, your plan for our life, God. Your provision, God, we know you already made a way. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, and we declare and decree by the power vested in us, God, that we shall live and not die. God, we will win if we don't quit, God. We shall win if we don't quit, God. For the battle is not ours, but it's yours, God. God, and the battle is not ours. Yeah, we know it's yours. So, God, we surrender our will and our way to you, God. We surrender our hearts and our minds, oh God. We surrender, we surrender. We surrender, God. We wave our white flag this morning. God, saying we surrender to all that you would have, God. We surrender to greatness this morning. We surrender to no more mediocre. God, we surrender, we surrender. We surrender to you. We surrender to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a God that never lost the case. Oh, bless your name. God, we thank you. We thank you for the battlefield this morning. We thank you, God, that we always win. God, the battlefield of our mind, God. The battlefield in our heart, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, you're holy. God, help us to be holy, God, in all that we say and do, God. Hallelujah. God, give us balance on the battlefield, God. God, keep us rational and mindful, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, help us to keep our word. Fill us with integrity and character, God. God, let us be the beacon that the world needs to see. God, that they would know that you are everlasting life. That you are everlasting life, God. Hallelujah. That you are an eternal God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That you are a true and risen Savior, God. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, you are wonderful, God. God, you are marvelous in my eyes. God, you are excellent, God. God, you are righteous, God. God, you are a perfect God. God, you never lost the case, God. You can't fail, God. God, you can't fail. God, you cannot fail. God, you are I am. You are I am, God. Hey, God. God, we make a joyful noise this morning. God, to tell you, God, that you are great, God. You are great, God. You are great, God. You are mighty, God. You're so deliverer, God. Hallelujah. And we bless you and we exalt you this morning. We give your name all the glory today. We do your name to praise. Oh, God, you're worthy. You are worthy, God. Hey. Oh, God, you're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. I've never seen a righteous forsaken. God, nor his seed beg bread. God, you say we're blessed in the city and in the field. Blessed in our coming and in our going, God. God, we receive it. God, we believe it. God, we stand on your word, God. You're not a man that you would lie, God. Or the son of man that you would boast, God. God, we say yes, God. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, God. God, we surrender this morning, God. God, we surrender, God. We surrender, God. We surrender, God. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hey, God. Hey. Yes, God. Oh, bless your name. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Heal and deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Glory to your name, God. Yes, 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 God.
Hallelujah. We are free, Lord God. away, God.
Thank you for setting your people free on the day.
Thank you
for setting your people free on the day.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that we are with one accord. Thank you that we are not on the floor. Thank you that we are with one accord. That we are unified. That we are
yes,
one,
Lord
God. And that
yes,
we hear your voice.
Thank you, Lord.
For the voice of the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
your people will not answer. They will only answer
you.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We declare that we have order in our lives.
Yes,
cast out
Lord.
Chaos.
God,
yes,
God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We send it back to you as well.
Yes,
the chaos is turned. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Declare in the name of Jesus that you order our footsteps.
We love you, Lord God.
We cast you out of the name of
Jesus. And we raise your voice and will not answer. We thank you, God, that you are properly positioned. Properly positioned. To be able to do work, to be able to do that, and to be able to stand when the devil is laying down, to be able to rest when he comes to get R&R, to not fight against the instructions that he gives us. We declare in the name of Jesus, and we are ready, God. We declare in the name of Jesus, and we are the people. That you
call.
Yes, God.
The peculiar people. The ambassador. Standing in the gap for our family, for our friends, for our neighbors, for our community, for our neighbors, for our enemies. We stand in the gap. You called us to
stand in the gap.
The remnant. You called us to stand in the gap and die. To lift up our arms and spread the
light.
And we stand in the gap. We stand at the remnant. We stand at attention. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you call us to order. Thank you that you call us to order. Thank you that you call us to order. Thank you that we are ready.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that we are ready. Thank you that we are no longer afraid.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you for your honor.
Thank you that we come out of the storm. Thank you that we are equipped for battle.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes,
to advance the kingdom, to advance the cause.
I see him and obedience,
oh
God.
Listen.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Oh my God, this song this morning.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. In the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus, oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
That said, there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
song, you declaring,
there is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
We know where it is to break,
break every chain,
break every chain. Come on, say it to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an
to this line this
morning, God, we'll go out onto the battlefield, prepared to do more for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, no more bondage. God, no more fear. No more mediocrity, God. No more quitting, God. No more giving up. They shall live and not die, God. They shall declare the works of he who sent them, God. In the name of Jesus. God, their children will be great. And their children's children, God. Decades and generations of greatness, God, in these lines of blood, God. Like never before, God. Like never before, God. Like never before, God. Like never before, God. God, we believe you, God, for the greater. We believe you, God, like never before, for the change, God. We believe you, God, like never before, that we were created to do battle for the kingdom of God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning, that every heart still connected is yes and amen, God, that we all in agreement with one voice on the count of three say, God, I will war. One, two, and three. Hallelujah. Never surrender. Never surrender. Never surrender. Never surrender. Never surrender mentally. Never surrender emotionally. Never surrender financially. Never surrender in your marriage. Never surrender in your singleness. Never surrender ever again. Never. I will never surrender to the enemy's desire for my life. I will war. And even greater than that, I will win every time because of he who sent me. Every time, even when it looks like defeat. Hallelujah. I thank God for the victory. I thank God for the victory for your life and your children's life and your spouses and your siblings and your parents and your cousins and nieces and nephews and aunts and uncles and friends. I declare victory. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Bless his name this morning.
Bless his name. Hallelujah.
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 Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. I thank y'all for putting up with my excited folly this morning. To God be the glory for the things that he has done and is doing, not just in my life, but in your life and the lives of your loved ones and your friends. Thank y'all for worshiping with me this morning. I absolutely felt like it. Praise God. I absolutely felt like it today.
Jesus.
I absolutely felt like it because I'm looking at the defeated devil. Hallelujah. I get to look at my son and see the defeat that the enemy has to suffer at the hands of my children, at the hands of my children. Hallelujah. That I bred them to war and I bred them to win. I bred them to fight faithfully. I bred them to know that God is on our side, and if he be on our side, who can be against us? The enemy cannot win with a great God. The enemy cannot defeat us with a sovereign God. The enemy cannot defeat us when we decide we will work while it's day, and we will watch as well as war, and we will stand in the face of adversity. I thank God that I was afflicted, for it was good. Oh, bless his name. It taught me how to work and war and watch and stand and trust and lean and depend on a sovereign God who never fails, y'all. We serve a God that cannot fail, nor will he lie. He'll never change his mind about you. He'll never give up on you. You can't give up on him.
Thank
he is worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name this morning. I feel like fighting some devils this morning. I feel like casting out some demons this morning. I'm in a mindset this day that the enemy bet not try me. He try me if he want to, but that joker gonna get sucked and kicked and bit and scratched. I fight dirty for the kingdom. kingdom. So he can try me today if he feel like it. But I bet I'll show him some today. I ain't scared of you, devil. I am not scared of you.
Jesus.
Oh, bless your name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me one word. One word. He gave me one word. He said, D.I., prepare. That's all.
That's it.
That's all. Just prepare. Process. Preparation. Position. Promise. I said, well, Lord, I thought I had prepared. Yeah, but not for this level, though, boo.
Yeah.
Not for this one.
Yes.
Not for this one. You ain't been this way yet. You better prepare. You better get your mind girded up, honey. You ain't got time for the enemy to play you. Not in this season, because some lives are going to change. Some minds are going to be regulated. Some hearts are going to be fixed and focused. You got to fight dirty. You got to fight 24 hours, 7 days a week. You got to stand no matter what it feels like, even when it get hot, because, y'all, it's going to get hot. But guess what?
Yes.
I wasn't no punk in the world. I'm not going to be no punk on this side. With everything in heaven and earth standing behind me, I got a whole team, some crazy folks that get up every day, 7 days a week, that trust in the same God I trust in. Honey, they walk on the left and on the right of me, some in front and some behind. And guess what, y'all? We look like a one people. We look like one people, but guess what God told me? We don't even have to fight. All we got to do is show up, show up, show up, and let him fight for us, because the battle don't even belong to us, y'all. It's already won. The devil is already defeated. But we keep on second guessing his greatness. We keep on second guessing his power. He said, y'all don't get it yet. You ain't figured it out yet. I'm on your side. And if I'm before you, what is the world against you?
Yes,
oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I serve a true and risen Savior. I serve a God that cannot fail. I serve a God that has nothing to do with lack and brokenness and emptiness. I serve a God that makes us whole and new and makes our mind ready and prepared, that kept the scales off our eyes and unplugs our ears so we can hear his voice. And God, when you call, God, we will answer. God, when you call, God, we will answer straightway like Noah did, straightway like the tax collectors, straightway like Peter, God. But God, when you bid me to walk on the water, I'm not going to get scared, because I don't have time, God. People's lives are in jeopardy. People's families are in jeopardy. God, I will keep my mind and my heart fixed, focused, and stayed on you, because I ain't got time to lose. I ain't got time to quit. I ain't got time to turn around, God. Yet will I trust you, Jesus. Yet will I trust you, Jesus. People are depending on me to win, God. I'm a fight till I die. I'm a fight till I die, God. I'm going to fight to the finish, God, and I'll trust you in the fight. God, when I don't feel like it, I'm going to work, God. When I don't feel like it, God, I'm going to war, God. When I don't feel like it, I'll call my flesh under subjection. When I don't feel like it, I'll call my mind under subjection. God, I will work as well as watch, as well as war, as long as you go with me, God. But if you don't go with me, God, I can't go. I just have to say, not today, devil. I ain't going that way. Hallelujah.
God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all, I wasn't supposed to be here. No, my son didn't call me and say, Mama, where you at? I said, I'm sorry. Your mama was at war this morning. I'm going to be a couple minutes. Just wait right there. You just wait right there. But I'm on my way. You just wait right there. Just know this, honey. It's some other people that's in a war, honey. And we got to learn how to fight differently. Honey, we can't fight with our hands behind our back no more. It ain't time for that. I don't care if you see me coming, devil. You know, like I know, you better run. I like to call them an N-word right there. Right there. I like to cuss right there. I wish one would right now. You hear me? Woo, bless his name.
Jesus.
My God. My God.
Thank you,
Lord. Woo, my God. My God. Honey, is LaBelle even on the phone? Whew. I think I done hollered and ran half the folks off. I'm so sorry, y'all. I am so full. I can't see straight.
Come on.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How could the people hear without a preacher? Come on.
Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
How can you preach and let you have glory to God? My AK-47, blood of Jesus, 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 blood of Jesus. AK-47 is up in the air. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. I ain't scared of no devil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Keep your Amen. Eyes wide open on today because of the warfare that went forth. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Be mindful.
Yes.
And so with that, Denise, that does not mean that we are to fear. It just simply means
right.
that we are to be alert. It doesn't mean
just
that
be
we
alert.
Are
to
be
alert.
Amen.
Just
be
alert.
Be careful. Be careful
Amen.
Of your conversation. Be careful where you go. Think about, pray, and ask God for direction, which is what we should do every single day. Not
yes.
just today.
Yes.
Especially today.
Yes.
During the praise, during the corporate prayer, I kept hearing the Lord say, listen, did somebody get a word from the Lord today besides Denise? The Lord gave you a specific word. Did anybody get a word from the Lord for Declare Victory?
Good morning, my sister. This is Sister Julia. Lord, yeah, woke me up this morning, and I've been obeyed. I arrested. Thank you for that beautiful decoration in the name of Jesus, in the power of Jesus. Break that chain. Good morning, y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all.
God bless you. My question was, did anybody get a specific word from the Lord for the victors or even for yourself that you are willing to share? That was my question.
Tanya, this is Diane.
Yes, okay. I heard two people, Diane, and who was the other person I heard? Oh, okay, maybe I didn't. Go ahead, Diane.
As I was getting ready to pray after Dion was talking, the Lord just told me that the battle is not ours, that the battle is not ours, but we're to stand and rest in Him because there's a battle that's going on in the spirit realm. For our children, for their souls, and God said the battle is not ours. So we're to fight for our children. We have to stand on the word of God. We have to stand on the word of God and trust God. Like you said, it's not to be fearful, but to be ready for battle and to stay ready. Because if we let our guards down, we lose. But we got God is a God that wins every time. We have to stand on the word of God, and we have to fight, and not give up.
Thank you, Diane. The Lord gave me a very similar word, which was that the battle is not his. Today absolutely was a call to action. So I'm going to say something, and if you get offended, you're just in the wrong place. You're going to have to get a sign. We got to stop whining about what the enemy is doing and what he has done. We got to stop being afraid. We have to stop it. It's enough of that. It's time for us to do. Well, it's time for us to be in a position ourselves. We've gotten enough training. We've gotten enough word that now we can do battle. No more of these little. Can you pray for my this? And can you pray for yourself? Lay hands on yourself. Pray for yourself. This call is about interceding for others. Does it mean that we can't ask for prayer? No, it does not. but as a whole, as soldiers who have been called to active duty, our sole responsibility in being on this call is to intercede for others, others yeah. being your children, others being your coworkers or your neighbors or your others. In your prayer time, you pray and believe and ask God for your stuff. If there's something really, really heavy that you're going through, you absolutely. And I'm not saying don't submit prayer requests. But some of us are like babies still, eating formula. If you've been on this call for a while, it's time to grow up. How do I grow up? You're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to get in your word, and you are going to have to pray outside of the time when we get together at 6 o'clock. That might mean getting up earlier. It might mean going to bed later. It might mean skipping lunch, and instead of going out to eat, it might mean using that time for your prayer time. I'm not talking about the whole hour and hour and hour, hours and hours and hours, but you've got to figure out that schedule for yourself. Otherwise, you will continue to be weak, and what is going to happen is that you are going to starve from spiritual malnutrition. It's not enough for you to go to church on Sunday and for you to show up on this call, even though you do it every day. That's not intimate time. Did anybody else get a word from the Lord?
Yes, Tanya.
Yes, Dee Dee. Share, please.
Thank you for that. We have to know that information is a weapon against deception. And what she said, I agree with you. We don't know if we don't read. You have to be careful of what you take in and know that wisdom, when everything gets wisdom, it may cost all that you have, but you have to understand, because Satan sends lies to your mind, and you can either believe what he says about you or what God says, and we are at a war. It's not a joke. We have to guard ourselves. We're putting keep on the full armor to fight against the enemy, not each other. So that means watch your mouth, watch what you say, watch how you pray, because this warfare ain't no joke. He can't have our breakthrough. He can't have none of it. But you have to know how to war. You cannot take a butter knife to a gunfight. Get in your word for real and understand what you're saying. Stop doubting. Stop having unbelief. And declare victory. Take dominion over the defeated enemy. He's already defeated. He's a falling angel. Know that. The weapon, it's about our praise. Know that. Do not fear him. This ain't about punking the devil, but he can't punk us, not as a warrior. This is Victorville. Declare victory. Thank you, Tanya.
Hey, Tan.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to say this one thing. I am in a serious fight, but I will never walk around in a place of pity, in a place of defeat. I have a child who has cut me off, but it's not that he has cut me off. It's the enemy that's trying to sever us. But when I tell you that Dion has sounded the alarm, that's what I'm saying. Be watchful and be mindful. I plead the blood of Jesus day in and day out that the enemy cannot have my children. When I'm telling you that you got to get on your knees and you got to get on your face, and let me just say this, it may get worse before it get better, but I am trusting God to the end, because he can't have my children. He won't win. I'm the winner. They're the winner. And although it may look like defeat, I may be down in the 11th round, but thanks be to God for the 12th round. Because my power is back, my fight is back, my breathing is no longer shallow, and I will win. But that's why I'm saying, don't be deceived by what it looks like. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. It's a spirit. And he is seeking who he can devour. No longer can we sit by the side with our eyes wide shut. Open up your eyes.
Oh, I've never opened it again. before.
Beyond what your natural eye can see. Look into the spirit realm and begin to war in the spirit. You can't war in the natural. You got to war in the spirit.
Thank you, Nisa.
Just be mindful.
Thank you. We stand with you. We stand with you for your son. I believe it. Can I just use this analogy? Because some people may not really still even get what she just said. Like, it might look like we're losing, or it might get worse. She said it might look like it's getting worse before it gets better. If you have ever worked out before, maybe you started walking, or maybe you started lifting weights or something like that. Your body, by the second day, your body is super, super sore, especially if you've done any kind of weight training or the squats and that type of thing. And sometimes it feels like you can't even walk. Your muscles are being conditioned. And I'm not an expert. I'm just going by personal experience that I've had. And it seems like you should quit because this hurts too much. But what will happen is that as you continue to do the training, your body, your muscles will become accustomed because they're being reshaped. So a lot of times we can get thrown off when things escalate in our situation and feel like, oh, I should stop doing this because it's getting worse. No, that is not the time. That is the time to dig your heels in and to go hard, as the young people would say, or to increase your fight. It's not the time to isolate. That would be the time to call on your brothers and your sisters. That would be the time to say, I have been, but like Nisi said, I don't walk around looking for self-pity. That's not what I'm doing, but I've done all that I can do, and I'm just asking you all to join in prayer with me. That would be a great time to do that. There's one other thing. There was something specific that I prayed for, and that is the person who has been muted for any amount of time. You've not been able to speak. Literally, there's been a spirit of mute over your life. Who was freed from that today?
I was. This is Bridget.
Thank you, Bridget, for sharing.
I was, and I want to thank you guys for me coming on the line. And at one time when I backed away from the line, I was in my just dealing with stuff. But then the Lord told me, you have prayer warriors, go back to the line. I came back to the line. I remember asking you guys to pray for my daughter because she was going through some stuff. She hated her mother, whatever the case may be. I want to thank you guys. She has now returned back to me. I didn't give up. I kept praying. I kept crying. Now she's having a problem with her child, and she came back and she apologized for everything. And like I told her, I could have turned my back on her when she's having a problem with her kids now, but I took my grandson in, and I told her, let me see what I can do for him. And I just kept praying and praying, and you know, she's been trying to get him tested, like she gave up on him. I had to fight for him. I finally got him tested and everything, and he's on his way. I just feel some kind of way this morning with all these kids. I have five on me now, right now. But I just said it's a generational curse. We're in a war. I will not give up. I will fight. It's just so much. Everything that I was going through, I was stressing. I'm no longer stressing on it. I said, God got this. He's going to take care of it. And things is just, it's going into place now. It's going into place, and I want to thank you guys. It's just so much.
Bridget, I just want to say this. God has given you the grace in this season of your life to minister to those children. It is a privilege, as stressful as it may be, as challenging as it may get, God has given you the grace to do it. So I'm going to suggest to you that you change your language, that you look at it as a privilege. You are literally changing the outcome of those children's lives by being in a position to step in. The fact that they are, listen, it makes my day. I don't often say anything to them. It makes my day when I hear them say good morning. It's a big deal. I'm hearing the difference in their sound. And those of us that are spiritually sensitive can hear it too, especially Anthony, who has my heart. I'm going to say to you, woman of God, continue to move forward. Change your language about the privilege of taking care of raising up a new generation. It's a privilege. It's an honor to do it. See it as that, and you watch God continue to bless you. Every need is met. Even when it's not the want, every need is met. He wouldn't put you in a position, the great position that you have, he would not put you in that position to set you up to fail. Every need is met. I declare that the resources that you need, whatever it is that you need for them, nothing, there will be no lack. You will not go without. And you stand on God's word, and you continue to teach them and train them. Train up a child in the way that he should go. When he's old, he or she will not depart from it. You may not see the fruit now, but as they get older, you'll see it. God bless you. Anybody else? You are on mute.
Kenya, this is Cy.
Okay, Cy, hold on 1 second. I just want to explain. I don't mean mute on the button. You pushed yourself. I mean you've been on mute. You've shown up day after day, month after month, maybe even year after year, and you've been on mute. But you felt the shift and you felt the release today. Go ahead, Cy.
Yeah, I literally have to walk about the office at work because I'm at work, and I just went in the bathroom, just had it out. This morning was just, it was definitely a weight lifted, and I'm just really grateful to have prayer warriors and, you know, on the wall, on the field, just all together. Even if I was on mute, I still was praying and, you know, it was growth in myself, and, you know, I had to change my posture and change my position, and I did, and I'm just grateful. I'm really grateful for what God is doing through the line and through one another. So thank you for the declaration, and that prayer was... Whew. That's all I can say.
Saida,
yes, ma'am.
Put them on and lace them up. You are not allowed to play double dutch anymore. You are not allowed. You are not allowed to play double dutch anymore. This is it. Draw the line in the sand. This is it. And I love you for doing that. I love you for speaking out. This is me showing you some hard love, some tough love.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay. It is all is well. That's what I hear. All is well. I love you, Mama.
Love you, too.
Anybody else?
Good morning, Tanya. This is Cheryl. It changed me a lot, this call. I've been on the line, everyone know, for a while now. I just want to thank, declare victory in everyone. All your prayers and all your testimonies, but today it did change. Thank you.
Cheryl, there is a roar in you that you need to let out. You started today, and I don't even know all of what that means, but there is a roar. I hear you. It's like you're guarded. But you're surrounded by people that love you and that people that support you. I know you know that. It's just important for me to say that. It's not necessary mm-hmm. for you to be guarded. Not with us. It's not.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It totally does.
So you have to take some time to meditate on and focus on what is that roar? What do you need to do? What sound do you need to release? I don't feel like it's necessarily here right now. I feel like it's something that needs to be intimate with God, and that once you do that, that the change that you experienced today will be magnified. It will increase. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So why don't you inbox me? Just because mm-hmm. I want to hold you accountable, I really do, because I want to see you where God wants you to be.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
Is there anybody else before we get ready to go?
Tanya, this is Tanya. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, you know, when Dion was praying, I just felt this in my spirit. And you know what? If I look crazy, I look crazy, but I'm going to be obedient to what I feel in my spirit. Give me a J. You got your J. You got your J. Give me an E. E. You got your E. You got your E. Give me an F. S, you got your S, she got your S. Give me a U. U, you got your U, you got your U. Give me an S. S, you got your S, you got your S. What is his name? Jesus, who's our Lord? Jesus, who's our Father? Jesus, who's our Father? Jesus, who's our Father? Jesus, give me a J, you got your J, you got your J, you got your J. Give me an E.
I love it. Yes. Cheryl, that would be the one that I might start doing at my house by myself. Yes, ma'am. That would be the one. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Cornell from San Francisco. I just want to say y'all bless my heart this morning.
Praise God. Anybody else that has been on mute and you felt the shift and you've identified your sound, I want to make sure I don't overlook anybody. All right, you guys. Well, it is a little bit past the hour. I think it's about 8:12. Time well worth it. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged. Pull out your sword. Use it. Pull out your shield and use it. If you don't know what that is, look in Ephesians. Read Ephesians, the 6th chapter, I believe it is. Just read the whole chapter. You know, do something today. Do something. Invest some time in your relationship with God. Love you all. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. God bless you. Have a great day.